This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, wherever they happen to be listening to us from, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all those oil field workers out there on the rigs and whatnot, thank you for what you do. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Also, you can follow us on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote an article about the COVID-19 virus, but you called it the blame and shame on the Duke NUS Medical School. And I'm looking right here at the article. That's a pretty picture of the medical school.
That's in Singapore.
Okay.
Duke University worked very closely with the laboratories, if you will, the research in Wuhan. And there is a particular woman, she was known as the Bat Lady. And she became known as the Bat Lady, which really throughout the medical research world in China, because, she was the one that detected an awful lot of the indicators of what is in coronavirus, in bat caves. And she had published an awful lot of papers. She had been searching through these caves. She found out where they came from, and it does come from a bat. I think it's called a horseshoe bat.
Mm-hmm.
What's particularly interesting is that she published an awful lot of papers.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in collaboration, or I should say Duke and the U.S., medical university or medical school in Singapore was collaborating with her, which means that when things get published out there, it hits the medical community. The worldwide medical community knows these things. And Duke University or Duke Medical School in Singapore was one of the very, robust sources of getting these published papers out. So I would say that when that happens, you got doctors that, read other doctors' reports, you got laboratories, you got pharmaceuticals, you got hospitals, you got educational facilities, you got all these medical professionals out there that all read and study and so forth and so on. And that's because we want to certainly stop other pandemics like we were doing with H1N1 and SARS and everything else. But this coronavirus is part of SARS. In fact, it's actually called SARS-CoV-2. I don't know where this COVID-19 comes from. So it's kind of like, where was Duke University not ringing the alarm bell on what was happening in Wuhan? It wasn't that Wuhan was really hiding this. There were people, you know, the professionals there were not.
Mm-hmm.
Beijing, the Chinese communist government may have tried to hide things, but this was way before. I mean, this woman was discovering, and her team was discovering all this long before, you know, China decided to step in and blame the United States and all this other kind of nonsense. So I would say shame on Duke, because Duke has a chance to ring the alarm bell going into 2 or 3 years ago, and then especially, I would say, in October and November of last year. So if they had actually rang an acute bell, we wouldn't be, Trump could have closed those borders, not in late January when he did. He could have done it in December. We wouldn't be where we are. But we yet have another agency that also is to blame, I would say, and that's USAID.
Yeah.
USAID, ladies and gentlemen, has what is known as a program called PREDICT. And since 2005, USAID has had this major program that has studied pandemic influenza threats. And that includes HIV, it includes AIDS, it includes SARS, H1N1, Ebola, the whole thing. Where are all these people? Now this comes from the bat. And the bat changes the disease can jump from animals to humans. And there are several things that can jump in between, including pigs and horses.
All right, but let me stop for just a second. Weren't they consuming bats? Weren't they eating bats? And that's how this was?
No, they were eating the bats, but they were eating some of the other animals. And they do that because in China, they obviously have a food problem.
Yeah.
But the bigger part of that is they have what is known as, I would say, urbanization in China. Mm-hmm. So they're encroaching on livestock areas. I'm going to just make, that kind of in the whole game of livestock. And then there's trafficking in these animals. They catch them and they sell them and eat them.
All righty, we got to go to break, and we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Unbelievable stuff in China, isn't there? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah, you are. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. To find out more about them, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, click on the USCCA logo link. Now it's over on the right tab. When you see that, you'll see the opportunity, a window will drop down to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Now, I would strongly suggest that you sign up for that free gun a day giveaway, because if you don't do it, you can't win it, now can you? And then after you get done doing that, guess what? There'll be another window that will drop down offering you the opportunity to sign up for the free cash giveaway come after Labor Day of $25,000. Now, that's not chump change. So you got to go there to sign up for it to get it. And if you decide to become a member of the USCCA, they have three levels of membership. And depending on which level of membership you take, you can wind up with $474 worth of free stuff. But you will always get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. And that is a real, real good magazine when it comes to guns and ammo and outdoor activities, fishing, RVing, camping. Very, very, very good and informative magazine. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and then clip on the USCCA logo link on the right tab. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We heard from Judy in Sarasota, and she was just passing some information along and wondered if I knew or if you knew about these bat caves and the people that get paid $1 a bag to go into the bat caves and gather the bat droppings, known as bat dung, and they get $1 a bag supposedly to do that, and then they sell it as fertilizer.
That's really very possible. I don't know that particular angle, but knowing that the center of all of this is the bats.
Uh-huh.
So I would say that Senator Cotton and Senator Rubio get it. And it's probably because even in Congress get these reports coming out of what is known as an institute. There's another one, actually, UC Davis, which is University of California Davis, the One Health Institute, USAID,
mm-hmm.
and all these programs. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the universities, including government, which is USAID, knew about all these conditions. They knew about it. And it's kind of like, we knew what was going on in China. Where was anybody ringing the alarm bell such that they were told, you know, Trump, close any kind of, you know, human travel, you know, back in November or December and not wait until the end of January? We wouldn't be in the situation that we're in.
Mm. You aren't going to believe this. Well, then again, maybe you might. Steve in Thailand just sent me a little article here. One of the delicacies is bat soup over there.
Oh, listen, I spent a month in mainland China, in a place called Nanchang. What the Chinese eat and what they drink and what they manufacture for their own survival is terrifying. So I clearly know. These are all sold on street markets. I mean, I've got pictures here that you would... of frogs, and frogs don't even look like frogs, but I can't even tell you what it's like.
Okay, well, let's change the subject, because the military has been out there since day one, actually before day one, because part of what they do is they work on germ warfare and whatnot. They have units that do just strictly that. And apparently 14 of the different military labs are working on the coronavirus project. Now, some of them are working in conjunction with these drug producers that are trying to come up with a vaccine. They're all working together, and I guess it's an all hands on deck type deal. I was happy to hear that when I did hear it, but of course we haven't heard much about it, because until we saw the Coast Guard standing up there, nobody really knew what was going on.
The military's been doing this since World War II. And
yep.
The reasons they were doing this is because of malaria.
Yep.
And we send people into some very nasty places. The military is they are their own kind of operation because of where we have to deploy forces.
Yep.
And as a consequence, Secretary Esper came out yesterday, and he is, in fact, giving up, if you will, 2,000 deployable ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
And he's handing them over to Department of Homeland Security. Health and Human Services.
Right.
He's handing them up. On top of that, I think there are 5 million respirator masks and
yep.
other protective equipment that he is giving to the Department of Health and Human Services so they can distribute wherever it is that they need to distribute this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have these things that are stockpiled, and they're stockpiled for obvious reasons. Furthermore, he had a phone call with Governor Cuomo yesterday, Esper did,
mm-hmm.
and Cuomo is obviously, he's asking for the
Army Corps of Engineers, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to go build these facilities. So we didn't say yes and we didn't say no. It's just that Esper is sending a team to New York for discussions on this. Now, we're also looking at redeploying what is known as mercy ships, if you will, or Navy's hospital ships.
Yep.
We have the Comfort and we have the Mercy. Well, Comfort's undergoing maintenance right now, but Mercy is in port. And they're looking at what to do benefits the Mercy may have in dealing with COVID-19 cases.
They used to keep that ship in Baltimore. I don't know if they still do or not.
Well, the Mercy ships, the two of them, the Comfort, they travel the world.
Yeah.
And they have quite the calendar. In fact, we kept it offshore for quite some time in Venezuela. Venezuela wouldn't let us dock.
Yep.
But we would keep it at anchor, and we would run these boats back and forth. And we treat these people all over the world for crazy stuff. I mean, it is a virtual floating hospital. And by the way, all the people that are on those ships are volunteers.
That's
every
right.
one of them.
That's right. Now, the Department of Homeland Security is considering turning back asylum seekers in a bid to curb the coronavirus. That's what we're being told. But this is something that probably will get challenged, I guess?
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, as of, effective March the 18th, which I guess is today, the U.S. Immigration Service is suspending in-person what are known as field offices and application support centers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're closing them until April the 1st. And we're doing this because of the lack of abilities to, keep the things staffed with people such that they don't make themselves vulnerable to diseases. So we're closing them for 2 weeks effective today. As a consequence, any of these other people that want to come in their asylum, we're going to turn them back. They can go through the process that we have in place, that you go to all the other offices between your home, the home country, and through Mexico, and make those claims there. But we're not going to do it here for a while.
Now, because of the coronavirus, there's fears that have been triggering an urgent U.S. blood shortage. People are afraid to go give blood right now because they don't really understand what's going on. So we got to encourage people to remember that, you know, hey, help your brothers out, brothers and sisters.
I think there's more to that condition, is that people are so sequestered and so self-quarantined that nobody is going out to in the volumes they otherwise normally would to give blood.
Well, our friend Kyle Warren out there in Orange County, California, was just told to shelter in place. The governor just came out and
that's my point.
Right, yep, named them one of the areas where they're supposed to shelter in place, and unless they have to go out to get food or something in emergency, but they can't go very far. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. All right. Well, to be continued. We'll talk to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read her great articles, find out what she's all about, and sign up for her newsletter. You'll get it, and you'll know what's going on, when it's going on. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset the financial damage from the coronavirus epidemic. One main proposal is giving cash directly to Americans. the Treasury Secretary proposed giving $1,000 to citizens in the next 2 weeks. Steve Mnuchin says the priority is getting government checks to people immediately.
We have to do this now.
He says the IRS is giving taxpayers who owe 90 more days to make their payments beyond April 15th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They're worried about the big businesses. They want to pump some money into the economy. But if you don't solve the immediate health care and economic needs of the people who are hurt, the problem will just get worse.
Wall Street liked the plan. The Dow closed over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Again, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. And let's not forget that there may be one within the sound of my voice, one of you within the sound of my voice that might want to go to National Aviation Academy. But right now, let's hear from them in their own words right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is aware of the fact that more and more young people coming out of high school are not headed straight off to college. Instead, they're coming out of what could be a vocational school, a technical school, where they've learned a trade. It could be anything from being an electrician to a welder to a plumber to a pipe fitter to a heavy equipment operator, possibly even a truck driver or whatever. But they've learned a trade. But what they weren't told is that sometimes that trade, you're going to wind up being in a profession that's a union job, number one, especially when you talk about carpenters and electricians and plumbers.
And when that happens, you're going to go to what's called the apprentice level when you come out of your training. Now, if they tell you you're going to get $15 an hour, that's not what you're going to get. You're going to get 80% of that, because we used to call them 80%ers too, or apprentices. And you had a program you had to go through, and you had to literally pay your dues for upwards to a year before you went on full-time with the larger amount of money. So just keep that in mind when I tell you that if you want to start out at around $60,000 a year on a 40-hour-a-week job, you can be an aviation maintenance tech working for any one of these airlines anywhere in the world, because there is a demand, a shortage right now of aviation maintenance techs, and they can't train them fast enough to get them out there in the field to work on the aircraft. Now, this time, here's one of the things that explains that. With the aircraft slowing down, a number of flights being canceled because of the fact we have this coronavirus problem, you're going to see aircraft at repair hangars and this, that, and the other waiting to have things done that maybe they were going to wait a little bit longer on, but they weren't threatening to the crew or anything like that. But you're going to see more aircraft lined up for that. I saw three yesterday over in St. Pete, over there in front of the Allegiant's hangar that they've got that they were working on. Matter of fact, it looked like they were towing another one over in that direction from where I was sitting yesterday when I was sitting in the stoplight. But my point is, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year, and you have the opportunity to make a lot more than that, too. Now, you can check them out and find out more by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour. Yep, ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's naa.edu, 800-659-2080. Give them a call today. Now, Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, told the Iraqi Prime Minister that the U.S. is prepared to act in self-defense if attacked in Iraq. Now, this was a call between the two officials released yesterday. But here's the deal. We've been attacked, what, three times now? In the al-Assad province, Camp Taji twice, and the other one was Al Arian Air Base up there. We've had people injured, people killed. Gotta stop. Gotta stop. There's two ways to make it stop. And I don't think the first way anybody would like. But the way it would be stopped, bomb the hell out of them to where they lose their capability to do whatever. We know these are Shiite militia groups. We know that they're mobile. We know that they used a truck with a rocket launcher on it, because we found the truck and the rocket launcher hidden in a grove of trees, not very far away from the base, because they were using short-range rockets. Isn't that amazing? By the way, the U.S.-led international coalition in Afghanistan said that there's no confirmed cases of coronavirus infections amongst the coalition troops and personnel in the country as of Sunday, but quarantine cases have been established, areas have been established, for those awaiting tests. So we'll see what happens. Right now, no news is good news, right? And the guided missile destroyer USS McCampbell steamed through disputed waters in the South China Sea in the second Freedom of Navigation operation by the U.S. Navy just since January. Needless to say, China doesn't like it, but too bad, so sad. And the Marines announced yesterday that their reserve units will no longer conduct monthly drills for non-essential personnel as the Marines continue to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. They will not be conducting monthly drills for their non-essential personnel. We'll see how that all works out, too. That's subject to change, of course. And the military also has seen a surge in sites with forever chemical contamination. Now, the military now has 651 sites that have been contaminated with cancer-linked forever chemicals, a more than 50% jump from its last tally. Wow. Wow. Isn't that something? And by the way, we heard discussion about Governor Cuomo and the New York Army National Guard. Well, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants the Army Corps of Engineers to build an overflow hospital. Bernie Sanders wants to call up the National Guard, and Joe Biden says, well, let's call up the military now. None of them understand the way it works. Not one. So they'll find out soon. And do you remember the Niger ambush where the American forces were ambushed and killed? Well, the Senate temporarily blocked the promotion of an Army colonel who was formerly in charge of the 3rd Special Forces Group over there in Niger to Brigadier General. So he's losing a star on this while more investigation is done as to whether or not he shares in any of the blame when it comes to the ambush. And we'll see, won't we? We'll see. Strange thing there, but that's the right thing to do, is to hold up the star. That is the right thing to do. Also, the Pentagon's top civilians separated from each other as coronavirus is starting to grow. At least 37 members of the Defense Department community worldwide have tested positive for the coronavirus as the department has been taking steps to mitigate the impact of the fast-spreading illness, including keeping its two top officials separated from each other so that the Secretary of Defense and the Undersecretary of Defense, in the event they become contaminated, they're never in the same place at the same time. Makes perfect sense. Oh, and we talked about Joint Base Andrews, Washington, D.C., with the health emergency after a Travis Airman dependent tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, what's going to happen there, I don't know. It seems to me that they'll still land the aircraft there, Air Force One, but they might have a little different protocol taking place now there. We'll see. We'll see. I just found out about that this morning. That's not any fun. All right, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. And Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's up there listening to us in Carrollton, Georgia on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hua out there, all the guys and gals of Fort Benning. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Oh boy, here we go. You want to be hungry? Yeah, buddy. Because here we go. Their sandwiches are to die for. They have got the Captain's Club in there now. You can go in there and ask them for the Captain's Club, and they'll be happy to serve it to you. It's a great big old sandwich stacked high with turkey and bacon and lettuce and tomato. You can, your choice of cheese, you can put whatever you want on there, mayonnaise or mustard or whatever suits your fancy. They'll make it to the way you like to have it. And also, they've got a lot of other great sandwiches there. But what the big attraction is what comes for dessert, and that is the orange swirl ice cream. You walk over for some of that after you get your big old sandwich divulged. And tell you what, that's when Chris Markowski steps up to the plate and goes, yeah, it was worth the trip. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us right now. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I keep getting you on that ice cream.
Oh, boy, they better have some magic. I could use some magic ice cream right now. It's getting ugly out there.
Well, it is getting ugly out there, and I have not looked at the, let's see here, I've not looked at the futures. What are they doing right now?
It's like usual. One day it's up max, next day it's down max. Today it's down max.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. It's down almost as far as what it was up. Hmm. All right. Well, there you go. Now, the other thing is there's some different stuff going on. We hear the president is talking about some sort of bailout, not only for companies and whatnot, but for the individuals, that everybody would get a check of some sort. And all I can remember about that is when George W. Bush did the stimulus, $250 per person. You remember that?
Well, there was two. There was one in what was it, 2002, and then there was another one in 2008, and neither of them worked. So I don't know what it is. Some people say, what is $1,000 a person going to do? It's going to do nothing. So I don't understand the point behind that. I don't see the purpose. I don't think it's going to stimulate much of anything. I think it'll probably be popular that everybody gets a $1,000 check, but I don't see it really doing much. It's not going to put people back at work. I mean, $1,000 is not going to go very long. If they're planning on shutting down the economy for months here, and you're not going to allow people to go back to work, how is it possible? I mean, I don't get it. So I'm at a loss right now. But I don't know the nuances. I just didn't want to cash in people's hands. But you can't shut down the American economy, all these areas for months. You can't do it. You're gonna come back with nothing. There's only so far that it can go. People have got bills to pay. They've got, people have rent to pay.
Yep.
How are they going to survive?
And by the way, Bernie yesterday had a town hall on YouTube or something like that. I guess it was YouTube. And he said he wanted $2,000 for every person in America.
Okay. Then why not? I mean, $2,000, same thing, same two. What difference does it make? How long is that going to last? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Here in New York, if you're somebody that's working at a restaurant, and you're a student or something like that, and you need that money to pay rent or your whatever it may be, how long do you think $2,000 is going to last? You'll pay your rent and it's gone.
Yeah.
You can't go back to work. What are you supposed to do?
Yep.
This is not what we're working on right now, this is not viable. Something else has got to be done. This is just not going. We're not going to be able to do this for months. It's just not going to last. They've got to come up with something. They've got to put an end date to it at some point in time.
Right. Now, the United Auto Workers Union is seeking a two-week U.S. auto plant shutdown all through the system.
Okay. 2 weeks. The 2 weeks is up. Okay, and let's say that the virus is still working its way through the system. Are they going to do another 2 weeks?
Probably.
The automakers are going to be able to afford paying people while they're not making any cars.
Of course not. Of course not. Nope.
It's not possible. It's not possible. So something's going to have to give here. There really is. I don't know what, but it's not adding up to me, Matt, as it stands right now. We got a social distance. I can see, 2 weeks, but now that, 45 days here, you've got instances. I read this morning, I got sick to my stomach. I got nauseous when I saw the story. Kansas shut down schools for the rest of the year. Oregon is going to do the same. California is going to do the same. I'm a parent of three kids. I'm here in New York. I've got kids, but they've only gotten two report cards. So far, they haven't gotten their third yet. What does that mean? I mean, are they going to have to repeat the grade? I mean, moving them on to their next grade without knowing all of the material that they need to know that's important. What am I supposed to do? So, again, there's just, it's all over the place right now. And again, I'm not blaming the White House for this or anything like that, but we've got to get to a point in time where, I have got a funny feeling that we're going to have to learn to live with this virus, whether we like it or not, until somebody comes up with a vaccine or treatment. I mean, you can't blow up the entire economy. You can't do it.
This virus is the number 19th of its type. That's why you have to give the word COVID-19 after it. This is the number 19th type of strain. And I understand from Denise Simon talking to her earlier that there's several thousand of these viruses out there?
Well, of course there. I mean, but again, everybody, this is it's kind of a form of a cold virus.
Yeah.
What it is. There's so many that are out there, and we don't know, you know, who it affects more than others. But you can't take the U.S. economy and blow the whole thing up.
No.
You can't. I mean, I'm speaking to doctors, and I've got people that I know, people that run hospitals in Nevada, in California, and they're not seeing the overrun. They're not seeing it.
No.
Obviously that there's the possibility that that can happen. And you know what you do? You retrofit hospitals. You manufacture as many ventilators as you possibly can. But, you know, I'm sorry. If you're we're getting to the point in time, if you're somebody that's at risk, and you have to self-quarantine, then you're going to have to self-quarantine. But you can't force the entire country to self-quarantine by this? And then, you know, we wake up on the other side of this thing and we don't have an economy anymore. The idea that everything is just going to bounce back is patently absurd. It's not going to just bounce back if there's nothing when everything is done. There's nothing there. It just doesn't work that way. You know, you're a restaurant owner. You are somebody that's got some sort of reception. How many months do you think that these people have that they're going to be able to remain closed and afford to pay their rent?
Not very. Now, let me ask you a question. The president yesterday said that he might let homeowners delay their mortgage payments. He was talking to the banks about setting up some sort of delayed payment program. I don't know how that'll go, but, you know, banks are banks.
Yeah, but, how long do you think banks can survive by doing this? You know, there's only so long that they can go. And this is one of the reasons why banks are getting hit so hard with these very, very low interest rates that are coming in that they keep getting down there. The banks make the difference in the money that they have and what they can charge in interest. There's that spread there. And you know, you're going to start telling banks that they're not going to get their money paid back for money that they lent out. How did that work during the financial crisis? I don't see how these banks are going to be able to survive unless you just print money and give them as much cash as you possibly can. So, again, I'd have to see more of the nuances of that deal. But how far is that going to go? I mean, how long can we do this for? At some point in time, Matt, I'm going to say something that's just kind of unpopular. We're going to have to live with this virus. It is what it is. We're going to have to live with it. Some people get it. Some people don't. It's dangerous. You know, but, you know, again, waking up in the morning and getting out of bed is dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think the American people are going to push back against this. There's only so long people are going to say, you know what, I can't go to work anymore. I've got to go feed my family. And I don't know what that point is going to be.
Look at the kids on the beach down here in Florida. They're not paying any attention to this, and the governor's threatening to shut down the beaches.
Well, you know, again, what do you expect kids to do? The kids feel invincible. They're going to come down there.
Yep.
Spring break, they spent the money. What are they going to do, stay in a hotel room?
Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel. We're going to talk about what the military is doing in the coronavirus war, if you will. You'll love what we got to say.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.